From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. If you take a look at the mountains, many throughout Colorado are still covered in snow, but it's a mixed bag for snowpack totals around the state. While the central and northern part of the state exceeded average for this time of year, southwestern Colorado is fairly dry. Carl Wetlaufer is a snow surveyor with the Natural Resource Conservation Service.
A lot of the precipitation we've been observing here on the Front Range and throughout the mountains of the Front Range is definitely not representative of what's been seen throughout southwest Colorado.
Yet those drier areas aren't facing shortages, he says. That's because water stored in reservoirs are at good levels throughout the state. Authorities in Pueblo County arrested three people in yet another raid on an illegal marijuana operation. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Department says it seized 609 plants and some 50 pounds of dried marijuana from a home in Pueblo West. The department says deputies acted on a tip from neighbors complaining of a strong marijuana odor, visible alterations to electrical systems, and increased traffic from out-of-state vehicles. Since mid-March, the Pueblo County Sheriff's Department has seized more than 4,300 plants in 13 separate illegal operations. 19 people have been arrested. Since that announcement this morning, the Sheriff's Department says an additional bust has been made in Pueblo West, with 120 plants found and one person arrested. And a plan to return Colorado to a presidential preference primary has cleared its first hurdle at the state legislature. A House committee voted 5-4 yesterday to set up a primary vote for 2020. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.